the brand. Unveil brand, brand. Unveil the brand. Unveil brand, brand. Unveil. We listen to the brand, brand, brand. Unveil. Say we're listening to the brand, brand, brand. Unveil.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Brianna Regine, the founder as well as lead brand strategist and publicist of Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting, a full-service agency that provides brand development, digital marketing, public relations, event management, and business infrastructure support to entertainment, lifestyle, and beauty brands. Today's episode is going to be brief, yet it's something that I think we all can relate to when trying to accomplish our goals, and that is time management and systems. I've had my agency and have been self-employed for 2 years and nearly one whole month now, and I'm just now really forming systems within my business. Systems are the key to really nailing the whole time management thing, the whole being effective thing, the whole maximizing and building a brand with longevity thing. Don't believe me? Take a listen. Y'all, it is now April 4th, 3:09 p.m. that I am recording this episode. That is supposed to already be pre-recorded. And let me just take you a little bit into my world. So this weekend, there's a lot happening with one of my clients. We're preparing for the breed weekend, and literally we've put it all together in about a month. And it's something that's really exciting and all that good stuff. But me being me, I like to go above and beyond as much as I possibly can. And so yesterday I had a little bit of imposter syndrome because I felt like I wasn't doing enough. And I low-key still feel like I'm not doing enough when it comes to not only that client, but my other clients as well. And that's matched with slight irritability that I feel today. And I think that just comes from the fact of knowing what it is that I want to do for all of my clients and even for my agency and my personal brand, but being frustrated that I'm one person and sometimes feeling like I'm not organizing my time and using my day to its fullest capacity. But I wonder if it's just me, and maybe I'm being too hard on myself, because everyone else from the outside looking in is like, you're going so hard, you're doing so great, you're working so much, oh my God. And me, yes, I do feel like I'm doing a lot of things and I'm working hard, but I always feel like I could be working harder. And I don't know if it's just because it's quarter two and there's some things that I wanted to get done by quarter one. I don't really know what it is, but it's life, right? I know I'm not the only person that feels like this. And so before I even release any of the interviews that I have, I wanted to come on here and just be really honest about how it is that I'm feeling, how overwhelmed I feel, yet feeling like I don't even deserve to be overwhelmed, and how I feel like I need to go on vacation, but I feel like I don't deserve a vacation. It's all this stuff. And I think it just all relates to time management and having a system, right? So one thing that I challenge you guys out there, and as well as myself, to do within the next 3 months, within quarter two, is to really hone in and figure out, okay, what system will my business operate by? What system will transform my business into the brand that I'm looking for? When you have a system, you're able to manage your time a lot easier. And it's funny because even though my systems aren't exhaustive like I'd like them to be, the parts that I do have in place, I see them helping. And it gets frustrating because I can see my system like in its full effect. It's just that I'm one person, right? Which brings me to my first tip about building a system. If you've had a business or a brand for about a year or two, you know what it is that you enjoy doing, what you don't like doing, and regardless of those two things, you know what you need help with. And so I, this year, hired an awesome team of interns. My first batch of interns, it was their winter internship program at BRBC. It just wrapped up, and the spring interns start next week. But I say that to say, I got an awesome group of interns. I refined my internship program, and that was really helpful, like really, really helpful, because it becomes a lot when you are one person and you have 6 or 7 accounts to handle. Granted, not all of them get all of the services that I provide, but it's still 6 or 7 accounts that are getting some sort of ongoing service from a month-to-month basis. So having those interns was very helpful. I was able to split up the work. I was able to really help my clients progress in terms of the goals and be innovative with their campaigns and be able to accurately report and exhaust the report as much as I possibly could. That was a really good feeling. So if you've had your brand for 1 or 2 years, please seek help, because I don't even have to talk to you to know that you need help. You've been doing the research. You've been out there in the field. You know exactly what it is that you need help with. So take the leap of faith, relinquish the control, okay? And go on Indeed, go on LinkedIn, search Instagram, use whatever you possibly can to try and get help. It'll not only be beneficial for your business, but it'll also be a learning curve for you as well as the help that you bring on board. So please implement help within your system. Now, aside from, you know, outsourcing help or anything like that, other things that you should focus on within your business, whether you had it for 1 year, 2 years, or longer than that, is you want to make sure that your operational, aka day-to-day tasks, are up to par. And that's something that, again, I'm still working on, because I feel like when I wake up, as much as I have multiple to-do lists, I sometimes get in a frenzy. I get in a frenzy and I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do? What's priority? What's this? What's that? And sometimes if you have a system already in place for your administrative and what it is that you need to do on a daily basis so that the rest of your day can be lived out and, or rather worked out to the fullest, then it's something that I highly recommend. And over the next 3 months, that's something that I'm going to hone in for sure, because I want to make sure that I'm tackling all my priorities first before I move on to tasks that may not necessarily be a priority, but I know I can knock out. Or I'm guilty of this. Sometimes I just like to work on other projects versus other projects. Tip 2 would be to see what you need in order to push your brand's message forward. So the easiest thing, or rather not the easiest thing, but the thing that immediately comes to my mind is marketing. And from my clients and just people that I've spoken to, people really struggle with that. And I'd suggest that you figure out the places where your brand will be seen, okay? So do you have a website? Do you have social media? Do you have weekly speaking engagements, or a place where you're actually talking to people on a consistent basis? However your brand is being pushed forward in terms of visibility, how will you create a system to maintain that visibility? And I know that sounds sort of like I'm running in a circle, but follow me, okay? Create that list, all right? And once you create that list of all the places where your brand's message can be identified and recognized and seen, within each of those items on your list, figure out a marketing method to maintain and reinvent that item on the list. So for example, everyone's on social media. If you're not on social media, you should be. Build a content calendar, right? Build a content calendar so that way you can be consistent on social media, and take it a step further. Don't just put content on the calendar because you know you need to be consistent. Think about any campaigns that you are implementing. Think about any products that you're about to drop. Think about your long-term and your short-term goals. Think about those things so that way you are creating content to accomplish those goals. to align with whatever it is that you're campaigning for, right? Think smart, create a plan, and hold yourself accountable. So that's really important that you really figure out a marketing method, a marketing scheme, a marketing plan, so that way you can push your brand forward and you can hold yourself accountable, and so that you don't have to wake up every day and wonder, okay, what the hell am I marketing today? What am I doing today? So really make sure you do that. And then my last tip would be to think of a system like creating a plan, because essentially it is, right? A system is helping you to maximize and ultimately reach whatever goal you're trying to accomplish, right? And having a system helps with time management as much as a plan does. But as much as it is important to create a plan, understand that a plan is only meant to guide you and hold you accountable. A plan is not something that you are to be bound to. Because as a business owner, as someone who's building a brand, plans fall through. Shit don't always happen how you want it to. So you have to be able to wiggle and shake and move with what comes your way. So make sure when you're creating a system, mentally, you know that things can go wrong, and don't let that be something that discourages you. Let that be something that you prepare for and that you are able to move past because you mentally prepared for it. All right? That's today's episode. I know it is a little bit short. This podcast will have a mixture of long episodes, short episodes, but ultimately, whether it's a big nugget or a small nugget, it's something that you will enjoy. Corny joke. All right. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will be back next Thursday with an episode that features an interview. And if you'd like to be interviewed on this podcast, you can reach out to me. My email address is Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A, @brvisionaryconsulting.com. And I'll be happy to review the email and see if both of us will be able to have an awesome conversation that we can leverage to our audience. Don't forget to like and leave a comment and review on this podcast and subscribe, all that good stuff. Share it with your friends. There's a lot more coming, and I'm just really appreciative for everyone who showed support last week when we launched. I really appreciate it. And like I said last week, there may be some kinks. You know, this is all by myself. Okay, shout out to Obama. This is all by myself. I'm figuring some things out, and I just appreciate you guys tuning in, rocking with me, and showing so much support. I'll see you next week. Bye.